the inaugural VentureFest South aimed to bring together innovators, entrepreneurs and investors to demonstrate tech innovations, pitch for funding and discuss ideas collaboratively to shape business growth in the region. Carswell Gould was a founding partner of the hugely successful one-day event that saw over 500 visitors descend upon Winchester Guildhall. This podcast is the first in a two-part VentureFest South series, recorded live at the event. In part one, you'll hear interviews from VentureFest South's three keynote speakers, Fred Jones of Uber, one of the founders of Ogilvy Labs, Nicole Yershon, and Kevin Bourne of Innovate UK.
My name's Fred Jones. I joined Uber just under 2 years ago, and currently I'm the head of cities in UK and Ireland. I look after three things. So the first is launching and expanding into new cities and new areas across the UK. The second is I look after some of our special products. So wheelchair accessible vehicles and electric vehicles are the big focus for me at the moment. And then the third is around making sure that Uber delivers the maximum possible value in all the cities that we're in. And we can bring our vision of the future of urban mobility faster.
So you are, Uber was an innovative but simple idea that sort of taken the world by storm and sort of disrupted an entire industry. Mm. So what does innovation mean to Uber?
Yeah, so I think there's two things. One, it's solving big problems and, you know, getting around our cities in a cheap, affordable and safe way is a tough problem that we're tackling, and the status quo isn't sufficient. The second is always making sure that we understand what the future might be and disrupting our business model before someone else does it. Okay. So when we launched Uber initially, but also say here in London in the UK, we were a luxury service. So it was BMW 7 Series, Mercedes S-Class. We kind of realised with the popularity, actually, you could provide great value and service at a touch of a button and make a kind of more mass market product. So we disrupted ourselves by launching UberX. We then realised that the opportunity was providing a much more efficient service where you could share your car. So actually you could provide a just as convenient but cheaper service by carpooling. So we launched UberPool, and again, trying to be at the forefront of disrupting and innovating our own business model. And obviously in the future you've got self-driving cars, and that's a technology that we're investing heavily in.
So is this the sort of event that you like to, that you go to and see these sort of things?
Absolutely. So, you know, as we grow and become part of the fabric of all the cities we're in, we really want to contribute to the local startup and the environment that's really vibrant in many of the cities. So absolutely really want to come along today, meet a couple of firms, just see what's going on, understand what role that Uber can play in that. Because we still feel like a startup ourselves, and those are our roots. And so kind of love the passion and entrepreneurialism that you see around us today.
Well, because you're kind of the startup that made it, aren't you? You're almost like the vision of where they want to be.
Yeah, you know, much is made of kind of unicorns and these days. But yeah, it's the kind of probably the fastest growing company ever and the most valuable private company ever. It's great to be able to kind of connect and hopefully help out other companies with advice or just chatting through their ideas.
Brilliant. And so is there anything here that you're particularly looking forward to see today? Or?
Well, I've got a few more hours to kind of have a look around. Being first up, didn't get much time to to chat to many people after getting off the train. But I mean, certainly super impressive how many people are here. And yeah, there's a great energy out there. So looking forward to speaking to some companies later this afternoon.
Hi, I'm Nicole Yershon, and I run a consultancy called NicoleYershon.com. It's all around innovation, people, and also we have a new product which is called Lab for Hire.
Obviously, working with Ogilvy, setting up Ogilvy Labs, doing what you do now, what does innovation mean to you? Why is it so important to you?
Innovation for me is, in the early days when people were using the word innovation, I kind of kept it out of my job title because I would call Director Innovative Solutions, because I always found innovation was like the next cancer drug, or I didn't equate it really to marketing, weirdly enough. And then everyone was using that word, and I thought, well, do you know what, if I don't put myself in that space of someone who understands it, then it will be a wasted opportunity. But innovation for me is just doing things that haven't been done before.
So what made you want to speak here today? What drew you to the event?
Well, I was asked by a guy that I'd met at Ogilvy,
okay.
who was a neighbour. He was at Credit Suisse, and we were in Canary Wharf. I mean, I must be going back maybe about 12, 15 years, and he was looking to push content at Credit Suisse, and we both had the same pain areas, and we stayed in touch. And when I'd left Ogilvy, he sent me a LinkedIn and just said, please keep me posted with what you're doing. So that's how this came about. So that was quite exciting. And there might be some more stuff that I might do with him. But again, it's just staying in touch with like-minded people. And I've always had a firm belief that talent isn't just in London. So I've always been out of London, whether it be in Newcastle with Thinking Digital or Bristol with media, with Pervasive Media Studios, or Bournemouth with Silicon Beach. There's always been little hubs and clusters of people doing interesting stuff, and I really like to know about that.
Hello, yes, I'm Kevin Bourne, Chief Development Officer at Innovate UK. So it's my job to look after the overall portfolio of Innovate UK and how we engage with the innovation landscape to make sure it's vibrant and up-to-date and relevant.
So obviously innovation, Innovate UK, it's built on innovation, it's everything to it, but what specifically do you think it means to Innovate UK? What to find young innovators and old innovators of any kind?
Yes, well, it's our lifeblood. So, I mean, the mission of Innovate UK is to accelerate economic growth through business-led innovation. We get involved where it needs something in addition to what the private sector is doing anyway. So, you'll find us in areas that need to focus on markets of the future, but business yet doesn't have really the confidence to get involved. And the breakthroughs to address those markets of the future can come in all kinds of different ways. They could be young innovators, they could be more experienced innovators, but what usually sits at the heart of that is interesting new collaborations, which then create new solutions to the challenges that people are facing. And it's those kind of investments that Innovate UK are involved in.
Are you pleased with what you've seen today so far? I know we were talking about it on the way up, but what sort of, you know, what are your impressions so far?
Oh, VentureVent South is great. This is the first event you've been inundated, which just shows you the wealth of activity. And in fact, if we look at the South, we know it's very vibrant and innovation.
Sure.
But this is brilliant because at the end of the day, you know, innovation is a contact sport, and having the opportunity to make new collaborations, to have different types of engagements is critical to that kind of rich diversity that feeds really inspiring innovation.
Brilliant. And was there anything before you came today that you were particularly looking forward to seeing?
I was interested in the other keynotes, so I've just heard Nicole speak, and that was really interesting. And I must admit, I like her attitude. I'm a bit of a maverick myself, so hire someone different, find the hunters. You know, these kind of things are, to me, the way that I like to approach the work that we do.
That's all for this special VentureFest South episode of Marketing on the Couch. I've been Luke Thomas, and I hope you enjoyed the show. To find out more about VentureFest South, visit www.venturefestsouth.co.uk. If you want to watch any of the pitches, talks, or seminars from the event, visit www.venturefest.vimsy.co.
Thanks for tuning in to Marketing on the Couch. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or follow us on Twitter at Carswell Gould to make sure you never miss an episode. To find out more about the work we do at the agency, check out www.carswellgould.co.uk.